Let's be off. Good day. Who are you?
A kind of Lord of Britannia, and me, his huntsman. How far down the river will you take us?
As far as Passau.
That is fine with us. How much for your services?
For two men, one of them a lord, 10 silver marks. The best I can
offer. I'd make you a slave with 10 silver marks. Show some respect for my master.
I'd have no self-respect at all if I didn't take at least 5 silver marks.
I honor you and your craft, boatman. But your craft looks less comfortable than it could be. 2 marks, no more.
I crafted this boat myself. And she'll give a fine journey to any man, lady, or lord. 5 marks will be no trouble.
This would be fair, but we use the penny, a far finer silver than your mark. Mark that one of these is more silver than 5 of yours.
I will see them. These coins are unnaturally fine. I accept your price. Where do you head?
Constantinople.
A far one, that.
And then Jerusalem.
Oh, the holy city. Your pennies are not godly. They have no cross upon them. Where is your master, Lord Huntsman? What sort of place is it?
I don't believe I can say, good man, without my master's permission. Question boldly. This boatman may ask.
Sire, are these coins minted in your own country?
What would you think of me if they were of my mint?
For one, I'd be wondering why I never heard of you. You would be exceedingly rich and wouldn't have to bargain with me for my fee. You'd have a large retinue. For another, I'd think you were from a pagan land.
Ha! Just being rich doesn't mean I would allow you to overcharge me. No, I have three of these coins, and I won them in a game against the one who minted them. His face is on the obverse. You see it? And his name, written there. Mammon, god of money. And I wouldn't call him a pagan. More of a solipsistic monotheist.
Ah. Well, your lordship, that's all very well and good. And I believe you. So I think it time for us to part ways. You know, because I don't want to deal with a magician, and it wasn't in our agreement. Your huntsman said you were a lord. So...
Worry not, fretful boatman. I'm a man of the good ghost, and though I do occasionally talk to the intelligences of the celestial realm, you have nothing to fear. You've seen yourself how reasonable my huntsman is in negotiation. Besides, that coin will serve you well. It'll bring you fortune.
Right. I am not foolish enough to believe there is any good fortune on this silver. You played a game with Mammon?
Oh, not any game you would know. Called Shatran. Two armies headed by kings fight. It's a most intelligent game by which the greater profit wins. To know causes is to know the future, Aristotle says. Throughout the game, I prayed, and the angelic muse Aleph descended upon my mind. To this angel goes the credit, truly, for a demon's pride is in thinking for himself, but the strength of man is in being passive to greater intelligences, ones which serve divine things. I had lost two elephants and two soldiers. Mammon had only lost one soldier and one ass. But then I was enlightened by this spirit, Aleph. It valued no peace, but merely followed the rules 7,000 times, playing both sides. And it selected futures in which I won. Each move of mine suddenly became a necessary step towards the future, not a result of my own reason. I didn't know anything. I followed this flow within the game until it ended and Mammon ransomed his king back for these three silver pennies.
Wow.
No intellect is moved by itself. Only a truly disciplined student can be acted upon by such celestial minds. This is Christian teaching, mind you. We shall stay, and I will teach you this game tomorrow. It has many useful lessons, and my huntsman here is rather a poor sport in playing it.
Oh, very well. But if you were all riding with me, you must tell me your names.
Fair enough. I am Baldrin. My master is Sir Milton, Dread of Albion, Wanderer of the Streets of Heaven, Exalted Founder of the Commonwealth of Jerusalem.
I don't understand these titles. But I will ask no more questions today. I am Otto, And I agree. You may stay on my boat.
Is a new genre of slow audio fiction. Built through sound scenery, snatches of dialogue, and ambiance, Cass Arendt offers an immersive, parallel world to dwell in. For this episode of Cass Arendt, writing and casting was by John Burden, sound design and mixing by Perrin Walker, additional voices by Robert Dixon and Alexis G. You can contact John Burden at littlejohnburden@gmail.com and Perrin Walker at perrinjwalker@gmail.com.